The job description is such a rich source of information that unfortunately a lot of people ignore while job searching. So in today's episode, I'm breaking down 5 specific ways you can use the job description to advance your job search. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in.
And today we'll be chatting about job searching and how to use the job description to advance your job search. Now, the job description, and I'm going to get my notes ready here, but the job description is a rich source of information for every stage of the job search. Unfortunately, I've noticed that a lot of people tend to ignore or glaze over the job description. So for most people, they'll be looking for jobs, they'll see a description, they'll scroll all the way down to the bottom where it says qualifications. And if you're a woman, most women will look and either they're qualified or they're not. If they think they're not, they'll be like, you know what? I'm not qualified. The end. Bye. Meanwhile, the top part of the job description has a lot of information that you can use in your decision-making process, information that you can use when you're actually applying for the job, when you're interviewing, when you're negotiating. And so today I'll share how you can use the job description at different stages of your job search to help you advance your job search and position yourself as the ideal candidate for a role. Now, if you are here live while I'm sharing, if you have any questions, just drop it in the chat, or you can use the question box that's down here, and I will pull up questions and answer them as I go along. So let's jump right in. Now, the job description is pretty much an organization or company saying, hey, here's what we need, right? It's like a broad marketing call where they're indirectly saying they have a problem and they're looking for someone to meet their need or solve that problem. And so your role as a job seeker, if you're someone who's looking for a job, your role is to then look at this call that has come from an organization and say, you know what? Here's how I am the solution to the specific problem that you have outlined in this job description. And so that's why it's really important to not glaze over it. I can't tell you how many recruiters I've spoken to who will say they'll see a resume and they'll immediately think, did this person even read the job description at all? Like, this is not aligned in any way, shape, or form. So don't think that organizations glaze over that information. They've created a job description intentionally to attract someone that can meet their need. So the first way that you can use the job description to advance your job search is to figure out if the role aligns. Now, the job description can give you a lot of details about an organization, about the industry, and about the role. And if you're going to job search the right way, it's important that before you even start looking at roles, you have clarity about what you're looking for. So you know the kind of roles you're looking for. It's important that you have an ideal job profile. It's important that you know what your core values are, what I call your non-negotiable values, the kind of skills that you want to use, and what you're interested in. So if you have that information, if you go into the job search with clarity about who you are and the kind of roles you're looking for, when you pull up the job description, your role then is to be reading it with the mindset of, does this align with what I am looking for? So before you're even job searching, it's important that you know what you're looking for. So you can see, as I read this description and I see the skills that I'm going to have to use in this role, are these the kind of skills that I want to be using? As I look at the tasks I'm going to be doing day in and day out, are these tasks that I'm actually interested in? As I read about the company, because what most job descriptions will have at the very top is a description of the company. And so as I read about the company, I might maybe go and do some more search online about the organization. Does it sound like this is a company whose culture I want to be a part of? Does this sound like a company whose values align with mine? Because if any of those three things are out of alignment, values, interests, and skills, I can 99% guarantee that you're going to be unhappy in that role. no two ways about it. And so the job description is a great way first for you to figure out if a role is aligned with what you're looking for. The second way that you can use the job description to advance your job search is that you can use it to learn how to market yourself. One of the most common mistakes that I see from a lot of women when they're job searching is not knowing how to adequately market yourself. And if you've heard me speak anywhere, you might have heard me say this already, but I always say that when you're job searching, you have one job, and that job is to become a salesperson. Okay. When you're job searching, you are selling yourself. You are selling your skills, your experiences, and your accomplishments to the organization. That's your job. That's what you're doing. And so for you to adequately sell yourself, and not in a shady way, y'all, don't take it out of context, but for you to adequately sell yourself as being a fit for the role, you have to know how to market yourself. You have to know how to package your skills, your experiences, your accomplishments in a way that says to the company, this is who we're looking for. And so figuring out the best way to market yourself starts by reading the job description, because it shows you exactly what they are looking for. And so when you read the job description, then you can see, okay, which of my past experiences best aligns with what this organization is looking for? What are the skills I have that aligns with the skills that they are looking for? What are the accomplishments I have that will position me as a value add to the organization? Right? You can ask yourself all these questions and then figure out how to position yourself, position your experiences, position your skills on your resume in a way that, one, if you're applying online, can get past the applicant tracking system. Two, if you're sending it directly to someone, the person can read it and say, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we're looking for, right? This is exactly what we put in our job description. This person is perfect. The job description allows you to be able to position yourself as that exact candidate that they're looking for. If you're just joining, hi, I'm talking about the five ways that you can use the job description to advance your job search. The first way I shared was you can use it to figure out if a role is aligned with what you're looking for. The second way is that you can use the description to figure out how to market yourself for a role. And then the third way that you can use the job description to advance your job search is that you can use it to clarify what to say in your cover letter. Now, don't let anybody lie to you and say people don't read cover letters anymore. Recruiters, hiring managers absolutely still read cover letters. I did a survey last year on LinkedIn with a bunch of with recruiters asking, and one of the questions I asked in there was, do you still read cover letters? And I think about 60% of them said yes. For a lot of recruiters, the cover letter is what they actually start with before looking at your resume to see if you are even aligned with the role, to see if you are what they're looking for. And again, similar to the resume, the cover letter is a space where you can market yourself for the role that you're looking for. The cover letter is a space where you can package yourself and your experiences for the role that you're looking for. And so when you read the job description carefully, what you can do is then think about all those experiences that you put on your resume and think about how you can translate them to align with the job that you're applying for. So the cover letter, contrary to popular belief, the cover letter is not and should not be an exact replica, a duplicate of your resume. They're two different documents that serve two different jobs. So the cover letter is where you're pretty much saying, because of all these things I did on my resume, here's how I can specifically take these skills and do these things that you're asking for in this job description. So the cover letter is where you say, oh, because I have created content in the past, I can use those skills to create content for this organization in this role that I'm applying for now. And so if you skip over some of the roles and responsibilities of a job description, then you're going to miss important ways that you can connect yourself with the role. When you're applying for a job, the recruiter should never have to guess if you're a fit. They should never have to ask themselves, how is this person a fit in our organization? How is this person a fit for this role? Like, you need to spell it out clearly for them in all your materials, on your LinkedIn profile, everywhere. They need to be able to see clearly how you are a fit without them having to guess. Nomad Life said, I heard that the cover letter lets recruiters know if they should spend their time reading the resume. Yeah, for sure. So a lot of them will skim the cover letter and see if they think you're a fit, if you're a value add, before they even spend more time on your application packet as a whole. So that's definitely accurate. So the cover letter allows, the job description allows you to figure out what to say in the cover letter, how to write your career story in a way that aligns with the role you're applying for, how to take all your experiences and create this narrative that positions you as the ideal candidate for the role you're applying for. Okay. The fourth way that you can use the job description to advance your job search is that you can use it to craft a response when you're in the interview. I can't tell you how many people dread the question, tell me about yourself. Like every time we talk about that question with a client, they're like, I never know what to say. Do they want to know my life story? Do they want to know about my childhood? What am I supposed to say? And it's like, no, tell me about yourself. It's not really about you. It's about you, but it's also about how you are a solution to their problem. So if you were here in the beginning, you would have heard me say the job description is pretty much an organization saying, here's a gap that we have. Here's a problem that we have. We need someone to fill it, to become our solution. So when you come in an interview and they ask you, tell me about yourself, this is your prime time, prime chance to then connect yourself as a solution to the problem. Right. And so if you've read the job description, if you have looked at the job description in detail beforehand, the tell me about yourself question, when it comes up, this is you then coming in and saying, OK, this is how. And usually it's a mix of personal and professional. If you are in my program, Job Search Simplified, I actually give you formulas and scripts for answering this question. But the main gist is you're sort of wanting to tell your story in a very short period, a story that says to the employer, this is who I was. This is where I used to be professionally. This was some event that happened that's causing me to now want to transition into your organization in this role. And this is exactly what I bring to the table. And that part of here's what I bring to the table should be things that are directly from the job description. So if the job description says that they're looking for someone, I'm trying to think of a role I helped someone with recently, a producer, maybe someone who can, who has an eye for talent, who can engage in casting, can recruit talent, whatever that might look like. Being able to say, I'm now in a position where I'm looking to use my interpersonal skills to recruit talent for projects, right? That language, recruit talent for projects, would have come directly from the job description. So that when you're talking in the interview, when you're telling them about yourself, they're sitting there thinking, oh, snap. This is the person we're looking for, right? Like this person is the perfect solution to our problem. And so if you have studied the job description carefully, then you will know the problem they have and you will be able to position yourself as the solution when they ask you to tell them about yourself. Now, before I tell you the last way you can use the job description, there's a question I want to answer here. Is 6 months on a job too short before looking to leave? No, it's not. Absolutely not. It depends on situations, but I don't think it's too short. If you are in a job where your mental health is starting to be impacted as well as your physical health, I would say, honestly, I know people who have left. Actually, I have someone I work with who by the second day, she was looking for a new job. There's no time limit. In this day and age, the days of staying in a role for 20, 15 years, long gone. The average adult changes careers for 3 times in their lifetime. And the average adult spends 18 months in every job. So 6 months is about a third of that. So no, I don't think it's too long. Hopefully that answered your question. And yes, y'all, if you missed in the beginning, I did say if you have questions while I'm going through these, feel free to drop them and I'll answer. So quick recap before I share the fifth way. So I'm talking about five ways you can use the job description to advance your job search. The first one was that you can use the job description to figure out, you're welcome, to figure out if a role is aligned with who you are and what you're looking for. You can use the job description to figure out how to market yourself specifically on your resume and potentially your LinkedIn profile. You can use the job description to figure out how to craft a career story story in your cover letter that aligns with the job, so positioning yourself as the solution to their problem. You can use the job description to figure out your response to when they say, tell me about yourself. You can use a job description for that. And then the fifth and final way that you can use the job description to advance your job search is that you can use the job description to figure out the market rate or market value for this role that you're applying for. So one thing you'll have heard me say multiple times if you've been in my community for any length of time is that negotiating your salary is not optional. Let me say that again. Negotiating your salary is not optional. You always, always, always negotiate, because most organizations do not offer the maximum that they can at the onset. Because if they can save money, why wouldn't they? Your job is to negotiate a salary that aligns with your value add. But sometimes it can be hard to figure out what to ask for and how to have that conversation if you're not even sure what you should be looking for. And so if you read the job description, you can use that information to adequately research similar roles in similar geographical areas to figure out what is the market rate for this role. And figuring out the market rate is a foundational step in negotiating a salary. In my program, Job Search Simplified, there's a training on there called Calculate Your Cost of Living, where I sort of walk you through, you have to figure out what is your cost of living. You need things like your walkaway number, what is your range, before you even go into the conversation. And so if you have enough details about a role, and those details come from the job description, you can use it to do research to even see if the going rate for this role is within your range. And if it is, to know sort of what you want to anticipate when you enter that conversation. And so you can use the job description to research market roles, because one, not every company uses the same title for different roles, but the job description will give you a sense of the roles and responsibilities. And so you can either find other people who are doing similar roles or responsibilities. You can use websites and resources to do your research to see, okay, here's what I can expect to be paid for this role. And then ask yourself, is this a role that I really want to be in? Does this amount align with what I'm looking for in my, for my lifestyle and just the compensation that I'm looking for? Okay. Those are the five ways you can use the job description to advance your job search. I do see some questions in here, so give me a moment.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.